Shalom Aleichem, fellow Talmidim. It's a schus to be able to share the Divrei Torah with you today. The recording this today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's the 30th yard site of my grandmother, Allah Shalom, Rebbetzin Neuberger. I would like that these Divrei Torah should be an Ilui Nishmasa for the Neshama of Chai Yehudis, Bas Rav Shapsi Sheftel. Those more senior Talmidim recall my grandmother's Pikchus and her Mesiris Nefesh for the Yeshiva and her Ezer for my Zedel Zachar Levracha. And more meaningful, nothing could be more meaningful than sharing the Divrei Torah and her Schus. In this week's Sedra in Parsha Shoftim, we have the Parsha of how Bezdin carries out Mises Bezdin. The Torah tells us that when we have an Eved Avodah Zarah, and he's nidon b'skila, the Torah says, Yad ha'edim tia b'rishayna l'hamisay, v'yad kol ha'am b'achrayna. That the Yad ha'edim, the edim who are made on the Avodah Zarah, they're the ones who have to do the skila. And then, Yad kol ha'am b'achrayna. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, daf mem hei amud aleph, the Mishnah tells us that the Seda Advarim was that they would take the Nisko up to a second floor, two stories high, and the two Edom would go up there with him, and one aide would push him down off of the roof. If he would die, then they were Yotze the Skila. If not, then they turned him over, and the second aide would roll an Evan on his lathe, and if he died, they were Mekayim the Mitzvah Skila. And if not, then Kol Ha'am would throw stones until the person died. As I state in the Mishnah, Frekt Aruch Lener, that it seems from the Mishnah, seems pretty clear, that if the first aide would push him off the roof and he would die, there would be a Kiyam of Mitzvah Skila. The Torah says, Yad Ha'edim Tia B'Rishen El HaMisay. You don't have the two aidim. You only have one aid. So why are Chazal telling us that the tzura of this mitzvah is that one aid does it, and possibly the second aid, they both should push him, l'chayra, they both should push him off of the roof, and if he doesn't die, they both should roll an evan on his lathe, and then we have a kiyam of yada aid and tiyah b'rishayna l'amisa. The Gemara goes on Memhamed base, and the Gemara brings a memra from Shmuel, that the Gemara says the nikta yad ha'edim. If the edim, after the gemar din, the edim's hands got chopped off, and they're not able to do the skila because they don't have hands anymore, then the nisko is pater. And Shmuel says, because the pasuk says, yad ha'edim tiyah b'rishayin alam misay, and you're not going to have yad ha'edim tiyah b'rishayin alam misay. The Gemara says, and what about if the Edom are Edom Gidmen, they don't have hands to begin with, so they shouldn't be able to say Edos. And essentially what the Gemara is asking is, so why did Shmuel have to tell me halacha that if it's Nikta Yad HaEdom after the Haggadah's Edos, why don't you just tell me halacha that Edom without hands are possible to be made on Mises Bezdin? So the Gemara answers, no, it's Yad HaEdom. Whatever Yad the Edom had at the time of the Haggadah needs to be B'Rishayin Allah Misan. So if they had hands at the time of the Edos, and that's Nikta Yadam, then the Niskal is Pater. But if the Edom did not have hands to begin with, if there were Edom Gidmin, then we don't have that Din, and Memela, everyone else would carry out the Mises Bezin. These are Machloikis and Achreinim. What would be the halacha if only one of the edim would be nikta yada edim? Gemara says nikta yada edim is pater. Does that mean both edim, or does that mean one ed? The Minchas Chinuch nemzon for davar pashat that as long as one ed has a yad, that's enough to be makayim yada edim tia b'rishayna. The Afike Yam tainas that you see from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says when the first one pushes him off the roof and he doesn't die, the second one has to roll the Evan onto his lathe. So you see, you need both Edom. So if one Ed doesn't have a hand, says the Afike Yam, should come out, that the Nidon should be Pater. The Shiloh, what the Afike Yam is saying is that it seems clear, and this is part of the same kasha that the Aruch Ner is asking, that if the first one pushes him off the roof, then we're mekayim in the mitzvah of skila, even though there's only one aid. So it would seem that you don't need both aidim. So this is a shaila in the achrenim, whether with nikta yad echad mehem, what the halach is going to be. To be mazbe this machlaikas, and to possibly say a teretz for the Aruch Ner's kasha, I would like to suggest the following. In last week's parsha, we have the parsha of a mesis. A mesis is somebody who is tries to convince another person to do avodah zarah, and the Torah says that when you have a mesis, then the mesis is chayiv skila. The Torah says, when we're talking about the musas, that the Torah says yadcha tia b'rishayin ala hamisai. That in that case, the musas, the one, the victim, the one who the mesis tried to convince to do avodah zarah, whether he did avodah zarah or didn't, he is yadai, is yadcha, is lashon hakra, should be rishayna to be meimisim. Frektim and chizchinuch, how come the Rambam, when he passes this halacha and hilchas avodah zarah, the Rambam does not bring the halacha that if it's nikta yad hamusas, that the mesis is potter from skila? The same way Shmuel says that nikta yad ha'edim is potter, because the pasuk says yad ha'edim tir b'rishen ala misai. So the Huadin says, the halacha should be that by a mesis, nikta yad hamusos, the mesis should be potter, because you won't be able to be mekayim the yadcha tir b'rishen ala misai. And this halacha is not brought in the Rambam, not in Hilchas of Avodah Zarah in the din of Mesis, and not in Hilchas Sanhedrin in the din of the Niskolim, where the Rambam should have said, says the Menchas Chinuch, that the Edim in a regular case of Niskolim, or a Musas, he should have added an or a Musas in the case of a Mesis, if it's Nikta Yadam, the Mesis should be Potter. Azoy Frak the Menchas Chinuch. So L'chayra came in Zagin that there's a, you say this to Kachilik between the din of Yada Edim, Tia B'Rishen Ala Misai, and the din of the Musas having Yada B'Rishen in the Misa of a Mesis. The Misa, we always talk about Misa as Misa's Bezdin. The Bezdin is the one who is charged, who is Mitzvah, to carry out the Dalad Misa's Bezdin. The Yada Edim Tia B'Rishen is the Seder of how Bezdin carries out that Misa. The same way we have a Shliach Bezdin who will do Malkus, but it's not the Shliach Bezdin who has the din to do Malkus. Bezdin has the din to give Malkus. The way Bezdin does it, the Seder HaDvarim is with a Shliach Bezdin. The Seder HaDvarim in the Misa's Bezdin of a regular Dalad Misa's is Yada Edim Tir B'Rishen La Misa. So if we don't have the Yada Edim, because it's Nikta Yadam, so the Seder HaDvarim that the Torah says how Bezdin carries out Misa cannot take place. If it cannot take place, so the Nidain is Potter from Misa. Masha Enkein in the din of a Mesis, that's not a halacha that the Musas is part of the process of Bezdin. That's a halacha, like the Rambam says, then the Lashon of the Rambam is mitzvah b'yad hamusas to be, the mitzvah b'yad hamusas is to do the mitzvah. To read the Lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam says, mitzvah b'yad hamusas lahargai, shenema yotcha tia by b'rishin ala hamisai. So it's a halacha that it's ramya on the karkafta de gavra of the musas that he should be involved. And if you look at that Rambam in Parakei, halachit dalet, and hilchas avay dezara, what the Rambam is saying is all the dinim of the pasuk of leisayvaloi and leisachmol and all the things of not having any rachmanis or being melamed tzchus are all dinim that are said to the musas, just like this din is said to the musas. So there's a din that the victim of the mesis, the musas, he has a mitzvah, an independent mitzvah, that when Bezdin is carrying out the misa, he gets involved and he does it. So ken zayin that in such a case it will be nikta yaday, or if he would die, or if he would go to Medina Siyam, or any reason why he's not going to be mekayim his mitzvah, so he won't be mekayim his mitzvah. But does it garnish the tongue with Bezdin's chiyuv to give him a Mises Bezdin? So Mamela Bezdin will give him the regular Mises Bezdin. Masha Enkei, when it comes to the din of Yad Ha'edim Tia B'Rishen Ala Misai, that's a halacha that the Edim are part of Bezdin. And if they're part of the process of Bezdin, if it's Nikta Yadam, then they're not going to, then they're not going to be able to be Makayim the din of the Harigas Bezdin. And Memela, the result is, like Shmuel says, that Nikta Yada Edim, then the Nida and the Nisko is Pater. With this, we can explain the following. The Aruch Nera has the Kasha, the why, if you need Yada Edim, Tir B'Rishayin Alam Misai, why does the Mishnah say that they take turns? One pushes off the roof and one rolls the rock. Why don't they do everything together? So it's Kenzai Nazai. The din that the Edim are part of the Bezdin, process of Bezdin, we can discuss is that a din that each aid has an independent chiv to do this, or is that a din in the kat ha-edim? That we have a group, we have the Edim who come as one kat, and this kat has on it the responsibility to be the shlich bezin, so to speak. So memela, avada, if the guy will die after the first aid does his job, so the kat killed him. If he wasn't successful, he didn't die yet, so the other aid takes his turn as representing the kat. And memela, Chazal understood that it's better to have one person do it at a time and not have two people do it, and then maybe there can be some problem if two people do it together, but each aid is representing the kat. If we understand like this, so then we can understand that the nida in between, the afikayam, the minchas chinuch, whether it's nikta, yad echad mehem, that nida is going to be avada, it's a din that the kat has to do the misa. The question is, do you need to have the potential of having the whole kat be involved? And if it's nikta, one of the Adam's hands, one of the Adam doesn't have hands anymore. So now the kat is compromised. And if the kat is compromised, there's no more a din that this kat is eligible to be mekayim, the din of Bezdin, of Yada Adam Tia Brishen Olam Misay. Or do you say no? One of the two Edom can't do it, but since there is a representative of the Kat, that's good enough, like the Menkes Chinuch understands. Memela, that one aid should be able to do the Misa. Raya Ladover, or at least a Smichas Ladover. In Mesech Demakis, the Mishnah teaches us that if you have a Kat of Edom, even if it's more than two Edom, it's three Edom, it's four Edom, it's 100 Edom, it makes no difference how big the Kat of Edom is. If it's nimtza echad mehem karavoy pasol, so edusim betela. And if one of the edim, even if he's not be'etzim essential to this edus, because I have two kosher edim, but if a third aid came together with them and it became one kat of edim, and he's nimtza karavoy pasol, it's batal the whole kat, batal edusim. The Gvuras Ari over there, in Mesech Demakis, he clears what's going to be the halacha when you have three Edom are made on a Niskel, and then one of them is Nikta Yadam. So I still have two Edom who have their Yadayim. One Edom was Nikta Yaday. The verse declares, you're going to have the same halacha of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, whether that din is going to be relevant to the din of Shmuel of Nikta Yadam. L'chayra, what shaykhis? I have two Edom here. Even if you tell me Yad Ha'edim, you read the pasuk Yad Ha'edim, Tir Berishana, you have Yad Ha'edim. The Teretz's verse Ari understands that it's a halacha, it's not a halacha that each aid has his independent din. The halacha is chal on the kat ha'edim. And the kat ha'edim has the responsibility to be the shliach bezdin. So he's clearing, once it's a din in kat ha'edim, there's a halach in kat ha'edim, nimsa echamim karav apostle, is mevatel the kat. So is that only true in Haggadah Seydus? Or is that also true in the Yad Edom Tia B'Rishon Olam Misay? But that verse Ari works out much more geshmak if you say kidvarenu, that the halacha of Yad Edom Tia B'Rishon Olam Misay is a din in the kat, and that's number one. And what we said before, the chilik between Yad Edom Tia B'Rishon Olam Misay versus the Musas, is that this kat ha'edim is representing Bezdin, and Memela does have the halach of Shmuel, of Nikta Yadam, the Nida in his pasul, Mashen Ki Ba'am Musos, can zayn, that you don't have such a din, because that's a mitzvah, that's Ram Yakakaf to the Gav. It's just interesting to note, that the Rambam and the Pirish Mishnayis, in Sanhedrin, when he discusses this din of Yad Ha'edim Tia B'Rishayna, he says that it's Yafa, that the Edim should be the ones who do it. And the Rambam says, because Beis Din, or anyone who hears the Psak of Beis Din, they're relying on the Edim. They didn't see the Maisa Aveira. But the Edim, who see the Maisa Aveira, and like, hey, Shmiya, G'dayla Miriya, and they're the ones who see it, it's Yafa that they should be the ones who carry out this punishment. I was thinking that today is the first day of this man here in Yeshiva. Kanai Nahara, between the Yeshiva and the Kailo and the Mechina, there's come out 800 people sitting and learning Torah, Bahasmada. We walk through our Batei Midrashim, and the Kol Torah, and the Pilpul Deraisa is palpable, and it's easier for those of us who are here on campus to appreciate the Gevaldige Koyach HaTorah of our Yeshiva, and that Schus HaTorah should be for all of us a schus that all of us should have a ksiva ksima taiva, a good kibben shtiyar, an ali and ruchnius. We should have all our ritzainis be nismale. Everyone should have gesund and parnasa and refuah and shidduchim, and the gula shlema that we need so badly should come b'karav b'yameinu.